Even though we had in the previous Mishnah Yud Aleph Machlokes at Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon regarding the area where a mitzvah comes in, whether he's mitame the rafters or he's just mitame for Dalaramos, there is a halacha, and it really stems from this Mishnah. The Marvei Cohen, about the first Yisrael in his introduction, where he brings down halachas, among the things he states is that there's a difference between Tumas Mace, the Ohel, and between Tumas Mitzorah. The Mace Babayis, Afilu Yesh Mechitza Mavsekis Bein Mace Letohar. If there is a mace in a house, even though there is a Mechitza that separates between the mace and people who are tohor or items that are tohor, kol sheish l'malo mi hamechitza chur tefach al tefach, if there's a hole, a tefach by a tefach, above the mechitza, mecheder lecheder, going from one room to the other room, so derech shom misorvim shnei hu avirim, through that hole, the air spaces of both rooms are joined together and are mistami mispashetis atuma mizelezeh. That's by Tumas Meis in Nohel. Avul misora kol sheish mechitza gavua asura tfachim mafsekis bein hamitzora lahatohar. If there is a mechitza separating the misora from the Torah area, afal gav sheshnei haavirim shemizo mizeh mechitza meuravim yachad harbe, there's a lot of mixture between the air spaces above the mechitza. Asura tfachim is only about 40 inches, a little more than waist high. It's not very high. I feel hachi nishru hatahorim b'taharosim, and it brings the source here, kapirak yud gimel mishnah yud beis. So our mishnah is the source of this din that mechitza works. And I want to read also the Melech Shlomo makes a reference to the Chuvis of the Mari Yisraelin. If you look at the reference, you won't find it in the front of the Sefer, which has this Chuvis of the Chumas Edeshin. But in the second part, it's Psokim. That's where it's found, Simon Sarihei. Somebody asked him a question. He found in the Smag, the din of this Mishnah, or down the Sefer Mitzvah Gedola. And the person thought that this was a halacha of mechitza mishim kedushas tefillah hein shrichim v'lo mishim tum meklal, and he says that Baal Chumas Edeshin onam da ki yesh li perish the ri mi simpuna mi simpuna, I think it's a test at the end, mi simpunt ri mi simpunt mi kol sidr taros. I don't know if anybody has in manuscript form, whatever, this perish for the Rimi Simpunt, but the Shumas Edeshin himself, the Mari Yisraelin, was a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg, and the very highly respected very late Rishon. So he found in this perish of the Rimi Simpunt, Mikol Seder Taras, Ubedakti B'Mesechus Nagoim, Perik Yud Gimel, Umotsosi, Perish Mishnezu, the Ene Lumishim Tum. That the whole purpose of the mechitz is mishum tuma, umucha kosim b'mishnah asmuchim lo the chaluka tuma de mitzora mitumis meis mikam agavonim. The mishnah smuch lo actually is the end of the mishnah, as we have in our mishnah, in many fashions. Mufuk smid pesil, as we'll have in the mishnah, bekelim shibatoch bor vedush shibatoch habayis. Now, so let me do the mishnah now. Nichnas, between about a mitzora. Nichnas the Beis HaKnesses. If he wants to come to shul, osim lo mechitza gavo asura tefachim. I guess it's probably around all four sides, so he's not betami anybody else. His own little compartment there, aroch of dalad amos. That's dalad amos wide. So the Rav says the pochus mi asura eino chashuv mechitza lahatzil. Less than a sort of tefachim is not considered mechitza to be matzil from the tumah of the mitzora. Baruch of dalad amos keneged dalad amos shel tefillah, So they explain, many of the Mufurshim explain, the Dalet Almas of Tefillah. Some say that it's the area you're not allowed to come with another person's Dalet Amos when he's davening. Some say that's the amount a person needs to sit and spread out when he's davening. Some speak about, I guess perhaps in those days they were mamish, they felt tachanun in the time of the Mishnah, but pishu yodayim raglayim, that he needs it for tachanun, falling down on the floor, dalad amos. So he says, inami mishum nizeu shir makomo shel adam. Every place that Dalet Amos is a shir of a person's place. We give him his own little section of Dalet Amos. So Nichnas Rishon, he has to come in first. V'yetze Acharon, and he has to leave last. Now, even though we said that Tuma Overis, if Tuma is moving through a crowd, not touching the crowd, but just moving under an ohel, that it's not metame biohel as it's moving. So here it's a chashash, the reason why he has to go last, if he goes when there's still people there, we're just concerned that he might pause momentarily, and then he'll be metame then biohel. Then it's he has a moshe there, and he's metame. So he has to come in first, nichnas rishon, the Yetze Acharon. And again, if he comes in later and there are people, and he's coming through people, and he pauses, then he can metami them also. So we, even though if he keeps moving, it's tumoveris, it's a chash, it's a concern that we don't want him to pause and stop and metami. So he comes in first and he goes out last. Now, then the Mishnah continues. The Truma Sedeshin referred to this part as the next Mishnah, but it's in our text at least, it's the same Mishnah. Kol hamatzil tzmit pesil biohel. Anything which a tzmit pesil, if you have a klicheres that has a wrapping around the top and it's tightly protected, if it's that which is inside of it is safe from tumis ohel and tumis ohel hameis. Kol hamatzil tzmit ohel hameis matzil tzmit pesil bebeis hamnuga. It also is matzil tzmit b'seil in the base of nuga also. But kol ha matzil mechusa b'yohol ha-meis, matzil mechusa b'beis ha-menuga. These are halachas from Olos. There are certain things, let's say, if there's a bor, a cistern in the house, or a dus, which is a cistern with where there are bricks built, actually built as... bricks are built in, so it's structural, the cistern. So that, if you simply cover the items, it protects before the mace comes into that room, into the house, then it protects them. So whatever is matzil smid pesil by klicheres, it's stopped up and protected, is also matzil bebeis hamenuga. We call matzil mechusa biyohol hameis, matzil mechusa bebeis hamenuga. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi holds that since tumis, as we had already, that the mechitza is different than like, that tumis mitzora is more lenient than tumis hameis, we go down a step. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol matzil tzmid pesil b'yohol hameis, matzil mechusa. If it needs pesil, tzmid pesil by tumis hameis, by mitzora, chisui, covering is enough. And kol matzil mechusa b'yohol hameis, and whatever a covering saves from tuma in ohel hameis, like the deuce in the bor, afilu magula b'beis hamenuga tohor. In a beis hamenuga, that would be even if it's uncovered, if the cistern or the bricked bor, the brick cistern is uncovered, it's tohar. And the Rav and the Rambam in the Yad Paskins halachic Rabbi Yosi, that we're more lenient in terms of the of the hatzola of from tuma in an ohel by tumis a mace. So whatever required smid basil by a mace in a tumis in a base menuga, it's enough if you have kisui, just a simple covering. if whatever requires a covering in a by Tumas Ameis in Noel, in a base menuga, it doesn't need covering at all, and that's the halacha. That's the end of a Pirik Yud Gimel, and the halacha is really of Negoyim. The next Perik, which we're going to start now, Perik Yud Dalid, deals with the Tara of Mitzora. And the first Mishnah begins, Ketzad Mitarim Es HaMitzora. How do we go about cleansing the Mitzora after the Kohen Paskins that he's now Tohar? So he'll maybe Piole Shel Cheres Chadosha. So the Rav explains Piole is our Mizrakim, little bowls or basins made out of fresh new Kli Cheres, out of fresh earthenware. Benosin L'tocha Revius Mayim Chayim. And the reason why it has to be Chadosha, by the way, because it relates to the Mayim Chayim. Dixiv to the spring water. Dixiv El Kli Cheres Amayim, Makish Kli L'mayim. The Torah juxtaposes and compares the Kli to the Mayim. Mamayim shlonasa behem locha. The mayim were never, and no moloch was done with them. Af kli shlonasa b'molocha. So the kli has to be also brand new. No work was ever done with it. So and mayim from a fresh out of a spring, out of a river, no work was ever done with it. Venosim l'soch into this kli cheres, chadosh into this brand new kli cheres. He puts a revius mayim chayim, a revius of spring water. Revius mishum deksiv. The Rav explains, bedam hatzipor ashruto uvemayim chayim. Mayim chayim shedam hatzipor niker behen. It's a spring water in which the blood of the will be visible in. V'shiru chachamim revius. And the chachamim said that amount is revius. It's a din the chachamim gave over to us. So Levius Mayim Chaim, Umevi Shteit Siporim Dror, and he brings two Siporim Dror, Shedoros Babayis Kebisoda. Siporim Dror, these pigeons that the Rav explains they're called Dror because they Doros in the house and they also Doros in the Soda. So they're semi domesticated. He shakes one of them, al klicheres, over the klicheres, via mayim chaim, and over the mayim chaim, which is in the klicheres, on the spring water, which is in the klicheres, in the earthenware kli basin, and chofar, he digs a little hole, the kovro, the funov, and he buries the bird in front of the right in front of him, Lefisha Surah Bahanoah, Rav explains, because the bird is Osir by any pleasure, but have Hanoah from. Osir Bahanoah. Notel Eitz Erez, V'ezov, he takes a piece of cedar wood, V'ezov and hyssop, Ushnitulas, and wool that's dyed red, Ukorchon Bishuri Haloshim, and he wraps them up in the strings of this piece of wool. A tzirah v'ezov, the Rav explains, v'shitolas ho yaminich miyachad, v'haloshon, the tongue of wool, the red dyed wool, yotzi v'odif al eitz erez v'ezov, goes out and extends beyond the eitz erez and the ezov. Well, yekorchon bo, and with some of the extension, they would wrap around the havishloshdon biaguda acha, so that all three species are wrapped and joined together by the string of the red thread. V'hikif lohem roshe agofim b'rosh hazonov shel shnia, and his makif, he touches together with them loshen smicha v'hakrova kamo. Mikifim shtei chavios. He put two barrels together in Mishnah Beya. Lechom shalom in amukov, to take you take shuma shalom to avoid taking shuma from shalom in amukov, from that which is not next to each other. Mukov means connected or next to each other. So So they put the Rosh Yagofim, the top of the feather area, Rosh Hazonov, and the bottom of the bird's tail, crop or whatever at the base of the bird, goes into the goes next to them. The head knot, though, because the head obviously is not going to be put. It's a living bird. It's not going to be put into the water. So Shnei Toval. So he dips this into. He dips this all together in the water. The three species there. The Eitz Erez, the Ezov, and the Shnei Tolas, and the living bird, up to the top of its feather area. The Hezo Shevopim, and he takes the this wet mixture now, and he sprinkles seven times Liyachu Yodo Shel Mitzora on the back of the hand of the Mitzora. The Yesh Omrim Al Mitzcho, there is some who say that it goes on the forehead, and the basis of this is the Kachuyo Mazin by the Bayis Menuga Mazin La Shokuf Bayis Mibachutz. That they would on the shuk of the very top of the doorpost and on a bayis menuga, we discussed already the sprinkling of the bayis menuga when it's being when it's being made tahor. So they would do it on top of the doorpost, the horizontal beam of the doorpost, and that beam is like the forehead of the person. So the assumption is over here, according to this opinion, that they would do it on his forehead, just as they do it on the top of the doorpost. So v'yesh omrim al mitzvah v'ein halacha k'yesh omrim. The Rav says the halacha is not like that opinion, but rather it's on his hand. Al hashokuf shel bayis shehu menuga, on the mashkof on the top of the door. That's of a bayis menuga. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph in Perek Yudalit.